focus of the nation is on Balasore district of Odisha and the Bahanagar Bazar railway station, the site of one of India's worst rail tragedies, certainly the worst in the last two decades in terms of loss of human life and involvement of two superfast prestige passenger trains and one goods train. 288 at the moment are feared dead as per official estimates, but hundreds more injured, 56 of them critical in hospitals across that area. And the largest and most serious amongst them have been rushed to Cuttack. Odisha and Tamil Nadu, where the Coromandel Express was bound to have reached, have declared one day mourning. The big focus at the moment on a day when the Prime Minister, West Bengal Chief Minister and Odisha Chief Minister visited the site are on taking care of the injured, identifying families of the dead and injured, shifting stranded passengers, restoring tracks and determining the cause of the accident. Joining us now is Narendra Singh Bandela, IG of the National Disaster Response Force. Sir, thank you so much for taking time out to speak to NDTV. Could you give us a situation update at Balasore?
So, as we know, it's been more than 24 hours now after that tragic incident. And National Disaster Response Force had deployed 9 teams. They are already working there. Apart from that, State Disaster Response Force of Odisha government, local police, administration, medical team, volunteers, and all other resources of the government machinery, including railways, defense, they are all contributing for saving the victims and taking out the dead bodies. So removal of dead bodies is almost complete. And so far, 261 dead bodies, as per the data received from the state government, has been recovered, and more than 1,000 persons have been injured. And DRF has recovered 44, they have saved 44 lives. They have been shifted to the hospital, and 95 dead bodies have been recovered. So one or two bogies which were really damaged very badly, and the accessibility was a problem. We are finally working on that. If any more, furthermore, dead bodies are there beneath that coach, that is still we need to see, and then we can finalize the figure also.
Right, Mr. Bandela, tell us what was the most difficult part of the operation here. Each operation has its challenges, but the scale of this tragedy was enormous. What was perhaps the most difficult part here, and can you confirm that all rescue operations are over in terms that no one is stuck inside any of those mangled bogies?
So, considering the scale of damage, the number of bogies involved, and they flipped, overturned, derailed, and the extent, the area it had covered, that was the main challenging task for the NDRF and other rescuers working there. And especially that these coaches were almost full, and we have to recover the live victims also, as well as there were a lot of dead bodies also. So we have to work in between them, and we have to prioritize, because the priority is to save the live victims so that they can be saved. And then second priority is to extricate the dead bodies. That is one. Secondly, in such type of accidents where these coaches are of metal, cutting them, entering them, when it is really damaged so badly, accessibility may be a problem. So with special cutters, we have a special cutters equipment to approach and go inside. But in some of the coaches, it may take time to go inside and retrieve the live victims also. So that can also be a challenge. So, and thirdly, in train accidents, unfortunately, in this case, it was not so. If it happens in a remote area, then accessibility may be a problem. There may be a problem in sending the team, rescuers, medical team. But since it happened in the railway station, so fortunately, at least teams were there. They were quickly deployed. All the resources of the state government, central government, were deployed immediately, and we could start working then and there that incident had happened.
Mr. Bandela, can you narrate the emotional state of some of your men, you know, those who work on that, on these kind of situations? It's obviously extremely disturbing to be there in that situation, and the kind of remains that one sees of victims there, very difficult emotionally. Can you take us through, you know, the state of mind of your men as well as other relief workers there, and how do you deal with that kind of trauma?
So I totally agree about your observation, because in such of serious disasters where we see a lot of live victims, even in live victims and dead bodies, it becomes quite traumatic for the rescuers also. So we are aware of it, and we improve those things in our training program also. and so that our rescuers are mentally well prepared. That is one. Secondly, we also focus on meditation and yoga in our training program, and also psychological counseling. Once these teams are back, we provide them with some sort of meditation, some sort of psychological counseling with the experts also, so that they are able to overcome the trauma and they can contribute more positively.
And in terms, terms of victims and those families, sir, what do you do to console them? We saw several of them were in shock, did not know where those they were traveling with were. Some of them were searching for their relatives. How do you console them at that stage? How difficult it is, and how long does it take for them to actually find their relatives and rejoin families that were possibly traveling together on that train?
So in such an operation, the first priority is to take out the live victim. We give them first aid if medical help from outside is not there, so that their life can be saved. And if person is able to talk, then we also try to discuss, negotiate, counsel also that person. And there will be other NDRF personnel who will take care of that person till that person is taken care of by the local administration medical team. So counseling also becomes a very important part for NDRF for victims. So we talk to them, listen to their grievance, and try to help in whatever possible way we can do at such situation.
Was there one story above all that perhaps shook you or took your note in this tragedy over the last 24 hours that you've been there?
So there have been many tragic incidents or stories have been coming. So it will be very difficult to point out even a single one, because many more stories and narration will come forward slowly through media, through our NDRF personnel also, because our personnel are totally engaged with the rescue operation. So we still need to get in touch with them and take feedback from them. Right now, it's about saving the live victims.
So NDRF's task is over now? Now it's handed over to others to take it forward, or you still have something left there?
We still have some time because we are still working there. And last two coaches, which were really damaged badly, we still suspect that there may be some dead bodies inside that. We are trying to access that. My local team is there. Once I get the confirmation from them, we will definitely share with the media also. And finally, it is the local district administration, who are the nodal authority for disaster handling. They need to take a final call, and accordingly, operation can be wound up.
So you're saying that there may still be some trapped in those mangled debris in the last few bogies that are still there. Thank you so much, Mr. Bundela, for joining us, and all the best for all the work that you're doing there. We're really grateful for the kind of work that you're doing there. Thanks so much for joining us. Our correspondents, NDTV's Manish Kumar as well as Saurabh Gupta, have been tracking that event continuously over the last 24 hours. They visited hospitals and the accident site, and they have this ground report from Balasore.
Shocking images laying bare the extent of one of India's deadliest train disasters. An accident involving three trains on Friday night in Orissa's Balasore district that left over 250 people dead and 900 people injured.
जब गाड़ी पलटी हुआ तब हमारा नींद तोड़ गया ठीक है उस टाइम देखा हमारा जो बोगी में जितना आदमी था रिजर्वेशन बोले तो जनरल का जैसा है तो 10-15 आदमी मेरा बदन के ऊपर पूरा आके गिर गया जब ट्रेन का बोगी से बाहर आया तब देखा किसी का पैर नहीं है किसी का हाथ नहीं है ऐसा ही किसी का थोबरा बिगड़ गया है
ऐसे लगा कि कुछ टकराया इतना जोर से आवाज किया कुछ पता नहीं लगा उसमें चोट लग गया सबको
मुझे छेले पेले छेलो सब तो पड़ी गई छेलो पड़ी जोर पर हमने की करलाम हमारे का 5000 टका छेलो दुटो मोबाइल छेलो সব পড়ে গিয়েছে ঠিক আছে সব পড়ে গিয়েছে আমরা কিচ্ছু পাইনি ঠিক আছে প্যান্ট আমার কিচ্ছু ছিল না বাচ্চা তো আমারও কিচ্ছু ছিল না ঠিক আছে তো আমরা এরম অবস্থায় চলে এসেছি
Such was the extent of the disaster that rescue work took the whole night and more and involved much agony and heartbreak. But the big yet unanswered question, what happened? Accounts by people at the spot suggest the Shalimar Chennai Coromandel Express, traveling at a high speed, switched tracks for some reason, collided with a stationary goods train on a second railway line and derailed. A third train, the Bengaluru Howrah Superfast Express, passing through the spot on a third railway track, hit the derailed coaches of the Coromandel Express. Did a human or mechanical error lead to this massive accident? Railway sources told NDTV, it's difficult to point to a human error at this point. The cause of the derailment is not known. It does not look like sabotage at this point. Railway sources said there could only be three reasons, mechanical or human error or sabotage. It's also possible that driver misjudgment may have occurred. All angles will be probed, railway sources said. By Saturday evening, top politicians, including Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav, and the Odisha and Bengal chief ministers had visited the accident site and hospitals. But questions over what happened still remain.
हर प्रकार की जांच के निर्देश दिए गए हैं और जो भी दोषी पाया जाएगा उसको सख्त से सख्त सजा हो उसे बख्शा नहीं जाएगा। मैं उड़ीसा सरकार का भी यहाँ के प्रशासन के सभी अधिकारियों का जिन्होंने जिस तरह से इस परिस्थिति में अपने पास जो भी संसाधन थे लोगों की मदद करने का प्रयास किया।
वो ऐसा है एंटी कोलिजन डिवाइस कि दो एक लाइन में दो ट्रेन आ जाएगा तो उसमें रुक जाएगा, अगर कोई ट्रेन सामने पड़ा है तो रुक जाएगा, अगर कोई कुछ भी हो सकता है एंटी कोलिजन डिवाइस डाइवर्स हो जाएगा तो उसको अलर्ट करेगा। लेकिन मैं जब रेल मिनिस्टर इधर में है तो मैं यही कहने चाहूंगा, आप देख लीजिए इसमें एंटी कोलिजन डिवाइस नहीं लगाया, जितना तक मेरे का जानकारी है, अगर एंटी कोलिजन डिवाइस लगाता था तो वही इंसिडेंट नहीं होता।
रेलवे सेफ्टी शुड ऑलवेज बी गिवन द फर्स्ट प्रेफरेंस। द पीपल हैव बीन टेकन टू हॉस्पिटल्स हियर इन बालासोर, also in Cuttack, so that they recover as fast as possible.
The railway minister announced compensation of 10 lakh rupees for the families of those who have died, 2 lakh rupees for those seriously injured, and 50,000 rupees for those who sustained minor injuries in the accident. Prime Minister Modi also announced a separate compensation package. Multiple trains were cancelled or diverted because of the accident. With Saurabh Gupta, Aniruddha Tripathi, Manish Kumar, Habib Ali, Bureau Report, NDTV.
That was all that happened through the day. Remember, those operations are still on there. But how exactly did that collision take place? How did the Coromandel Express derail and hit onto the other train and the other goods train? NDTV's Megha Prasad has this graphic explainer detailing the sequence of events that led to that enormous human tragedy.
Since yesterday, various different versions have been floating around, various of them that are unauthorized, many of them that are given out by experts from their own understanding of the situation. So today, the Railway Ministry decided on clarifying the entire situation, and sources in the ministry have shared some information on the basis of the preliminary investigation that they have carried out. Now, we've created a small animation to explain to you exactly what happened. There are three tracks. On the central track, which is the upline, is the Coromandel Express. There you see the Howrah Express moving towards Howrah onto the right-hand side of the Coromandel Express. The Coromandel Express derails here and hits a goods train, which is stationary, onto the left-hand side of Coromandel Express on a separate track, sits right there. The engine and the first few bogies of Coromandel Express sits on the top of that stationary goods train, while the rear part of Coromandel Express actually hits the passing other train, which is the Howrah Express. The rear two bogies of the Howrah Express get impacted by the Coromandel Express's derailed bogies. And this is how 3 different trains got impacted while the derailment happened only of the Coromandel Express, but the involvement of 2 other trains happened in such a manner that it seemed that the entire area, you know, got into one horrific accident. And well, that's exactly what happened at the end of it, because one derailment ensured that the engines and the top few bogies of the Coromandel Express hit a stationary good train. On the other hand, the rear few bogies of the Coromandel Express hit the Howrah Express's last 2 bogies, thereby, perhaps increasing the scale of this entire accident. And now it's of massive proportions.
So really, the big question that's being asked, apart from the relief efforts and the focus on those who are injured, is what caused the accident and the absence of an anti-collision system, and what needs to be done to enhance railway safety. And we'll post that across to our panel as well this evening. Mr. Narendra Singh Bundela, IG NDRF, was there with us a short while ago. Right now joining us is Shivagopal, General Secretary of the Indian Railway Men's Federation, P.P. Sharma, former Joint Secretary of the Railway Board, Shashi Bhushan Roy, Planning Director of the Railways as well. Mr. Shivagopal, if I can ask you first, what, according to you, could have averted such a major crisis there or a tragedy there at Balasore?
This tragedy would have been averted only by provision of anti-collision device. And this, for this, the research was going on since 2012. Hmm. And this was approved by the RDSO. Unfortunately, it was delayed for a long time. But this time, Honorable Railway Minister, he said in the Parliament that he will implement it in the phased manner. But I feel that if this device, ACD, would have been provided on all mail lines, I am sure that if anything, any obstruction is on the railway track, then the engine will stop automatically. And such type of accidents will be averted. Today's accident is very bad, I'm telling you. I had seen accident of the 81 also. Okay. But that time, because the position was not like that, visuals were not like that. So this time, it is very bad. And second thing, right, which I would like to say, that the signaling or technology is must for the railways. But that technology should be in-house, or it should be given to the people, those who are the from the employees of the railways.
Right.
We can't rely on the people for the supply, those who believe in the supply and fixing.
Mr.
And
Gopal,
then also it's a maintenance.
Mr. Gopal, I want to take that question across to our other guests. We'll also have to take a short break before we continue this discussion. But before we take that break, Mr. Sharma, very quickly, what's delaying the anti-collision device? What's delaying coverage in being implemented across the railway system, every part of India?
मुझे लगता है कि ये एक सही प्रश्न है आपका कि हमारी प्रायोरिटी सेफ्टी और कवच की तरफ आनी चाहिए, जो कि पिछले दिनों से शायद ज़्यादा ट्रेन की स्पीड और उसके लिए हो गई है, मुझे लगता है. और इस पूरे दिन भर के दर्दनाक इन तस्वीरों को देखते हुए, हादसे को देखते हुए, लगता है कि हमें पुनर्विचार की ज़रूरत है कि हमें सेफ्टी पहले चाहिए या स्पीड चाहिए. मुझे लगता है सेफ्टी चाहिए, और शायद मुझे लगता है कि रेल मंत्रालय सेंसिटिव है. प्रधानमंत्री जी ने भी यही बातें कही हैं, रेल मंत्री जी ने भी कही हैं.
Okay.
और शायद इस जंक्चर पे हम लौट के कवच की तरफ शायद आएंगे, और यह अच्छा रहेगा.
जी, let me quickly get Mr. Shashi Bhushan Roy as well. Sir, what is delaying the entire process now? What needs to be done on a war footing to ensure that the railways are safer and that we avert even small accidents?
As it is on railways, serious accidents frequency has gone down considerably over the decades. I have been witness to the 1981 accident where 271 people had died when a train had fallen into a river. In those days, we didn't even used to have NDRF. NDRF has come now. Earlier, we used to have to deal it by ourselves. So with these accidents having happened in the past, a lot of things have done since then to prevent such a massive accident for such a long time. Even now, it shouldn't have happened. It is a huge human tragedy. But railways has a very well-organized process of doing things. I am sure I retired almost 10 years ago. So railways have a very well-defined process for everything written down. So this provision of kavach or anti-collision device must be progressing as per resources available, trained people available. Possibly it should be made faster. I am sure with this big accident now, railways will put it on the fast track.
Right, hopefully.
If not already done.
Right, important point, yes. That you're saying. This accident could perhaps expedite that process, but a monumental tragedy there at Balasaur. We'll take a very short break. We'll have our guests and we'll continue our focus on what needs to be done to make railways safer and also that anti-collision system, as well as details of that human tragedy from Balasaur when we come back from this very short break. Stay with us. Welcome back to Left, Right and Centre. We are focusing on that rail tragedy, what caused it, the absence of an anti-collision device there to avert such an enormous tragedy, or perhaps any rail tragedy as well. And we have our guests here. Naveen Kumar Bhatnagar, former DIG of NDRF, also joins us. We were joined by Shivagopal and Mr. P.P. Sharma. Mr. Bhatnagar, let's for a moment pause and go back to those relief operations, which before going again into probing the cause and what can be done to make railways safer. In terms of what's going on there, sir, what would be the key challenge in the next 24 hours? The worst phase is perhaps over, but in terms of NDRF and relief efforts, what would be the key challenge and how would you go about that process? How do they go about the process of reaching out to families of the victims there in Balasaur?
Actually, job of state government and disaster force, SDRF and state authorities, they are going to this approach the disease persons and to find out the ways and means. Our concern is only for rescue operation, search and rescue operation, and to provide the maximum help to the victims in this manner. But in which we are totally succeeded. And still now, few part of this rescue operation is left behind due to the worst situation. And this weather is also not cooperating. Anyhow, we are continuing the rescue in the particular area. We have the sniffer dogs. We have the life locator system, which gives us the signal that anybody is alive there or what. And our dogs are there. Okay. They are also giving the help in searching the people. And moreover, we are giving the full rescue operation to help the people, state government, and the thing. But anyhow, whatever in our charge, whatever we have the authorities, whatever we can do help, we are doing the help at our own level.
Mr. Bhatnagar, your colleague, former colleague perhaps, Mr. Bundela, had joined us a short while ago, and I posed this question to him in terms of the emotional trauma and the emotional toll that such operations take on NDRF staff and the relief workers there. In your experience, what's the most traumatic and most difficult part of this process? Because you will be in contact with distressed victims as well as extremely disturbing sites of the dead as well as the living in those trains and injured in those trains.
Not only here, in past also, we have faced such like of things. and this trauma which in which our men and we people.
Right. We seem to have lost that line with Mr. Bhatnagar, but we'll go back to our focus on what caused the accident and in terms of anti-collision device as well. NDTV's Vasudha Venugopal, to take that conversation forward, NDTV's Vasudha Venugopal has put out a list of things that need to be done, perhaps urgently, to enhance rail safety. Let's just look at those.
And Indian Railways is truly the lifeline of this country. And when there is no denying that rail accidents have only come down in the past few years, what happened in Balasore actually shows that a lot more needs to be done when it comes to the safety of passengers. So I was looking at some RTI findings from last year, and a major reason for train accidents seems to be derailments. And these happen due to many reasons, including technical glitches, human error, overused tracks, and most importantly, outdated signaling equipment. This is something that the opposition has also talked about. But there are broad measures that we could be taking, that the government could be initiating, the Indian Railways could be putting in place to at least prevent such collisions in future, or at least ensure that even if derailments happen, there is no loss of life. First is to start with improving the signaling technology. Now, the Railway Ministry has already ordered a probe into what might have caused this crash. And while this is going to take some time, there are primary observations that there are multiple versions to how this accident could have happened. And of course, we will get to know only when the probe report comes out. Now, was it a technical glitch, or was it a human error, or was it a technical, was it a signaling failure? This is something that we need to wait for. But the most important question here is, don't we need better technologies to prevent collisions? And there is this coverage that the government is already talking about. Now, the Railway Ministry has been in the process of installing an anti-collision system. It's called coverage across the country. Now, what does a coverage do? It basically alerts the driver when a train jumps a signal, which is, you know, probably the most important cause of train collisions. Now, railway officials are telling us that it is yet to be installed on this line. The system can alert the train driver. It can also apply brakes automatically and when it is activated, and basically tell you stop all trains within 5 kilometers radius and also take care of the adjacent tracks. So it reduces the burden on drivers and also helps them identify the risks that is ahead of them. When Ashwini Vaishnav, the railway minister, said that there is a possibility of just one error in 10,000 years, it got a lot of Indians excited, and that is why this technology is being awaited. Now, this is already in a trial phase in some parts of southern India, including Bidar and Namapalli and Ligampalli, which is next to Hyderabad. It is going to take some time to come to other parts of the country. We are told that early next year is when we can expect the same technology in Delhi Howrah and Delhi Mumbai rail routes. But with what happened in Balasore yesterday, we are also being told that there could be some sort of fast tracking of this project. And we also need these systems faster on high-density routes to ensure safer operations. The third more important thing here is also, does our aging infrastructure need more attention? Now, when we look at our infrastructure in railways, it is a very large network, and there are faults in tracks, there are maintenance issues, and we need better implementation of advanced technologies, and we need to replace outdated carriages. Somebody, a higher official in railways, was also telling me that the trunk lines in some of those stations like Chennai and Howrah also need doubling, and some sort of lack of maintenance is visible, which needs to be addressed. The eastern part of the country, of course, has always witnessed more and more railway accidents. If you see, Bengal, according to NCRB data, also accounts for the second highest number of train accidents, and the country's deadliest rail accident also happened in Bihar in 1981, when an overcrowded train fell from a bridge into the Bagmati River, and we lost 800 lives. If you look at our recent past, last year in Alipurdwar, there was a similar collision, and we lost about 9 lives. So This is an important, factor of concern. And lastly, we also need to invest more in R&D. There are countries in the West that use positive train control and automatic train protection, which actually help drivers make these decisions and reduce the possibility of human error. Before I wind up, let me also tell you that the budget allocated to Indian Railways was the highest last year, with Nirmala Sitharaman, Finance Minister, allocating over 2.75 lakh crore to Indian Railways, which is why more of these technologies need to be put in place faster, and non-utilization of funds needs to be addressed.
Right, all those points important that outlined by Vasudha in terms of rail safety as we go along. Mr. Shivgopal still with us, and as well as Mr. P.P. Sharma. Mr. Gopal, you were mentioning in your last answer that you had witnessed the 1981 tragedy in Bihar as well. In terms of railways and how it's moved on, at this day and age, what do you believe are the key aspects of change that are needed in a war footing in, let's say, the next year or so to ensure? Is it just the anti-collision system, or is there something beyond that that needs to be done in terms of railways safety?
I think that the time in 81 when the Bihar accident took place, I can say there have been lots of improvement, much improvement in the railway system. That time there have been the technology has changed, the locomotives have changed, the electrification has come, and the signaling technology has also changed. So we cannot say that from 81 we have not moved forward. We have moved much forward. And I can say that during this era, a lot of money has been provided to the railway for development. Just now, you heard that this year also, the 2,75,000 crores have been provided to, which had never been provided in the past. So I think that the technological improvement in the coaches, in the track, in the signaling, in the locomotives, in all spheres have been there in the railways.
Right.
But unfortunately, our people understand that the local driver is having all the control on the system, and they can stop the train at any moment. So they are requiring some technological input for their support, so that in such emergencies, they should have that technology. So ACD is that technology that can avoid such an accident. I hope that since Honorable Prime Minister have seen the accident, and our Honorable Minister is also there, I hope that the much money will be provided for this provision of the anti-collision device,
yes,
throughout the country, mainly on the main lines, so that we could not see such a incidents where we should lose so many people, so many children. So that's quite worrying.
Right. Mr. Sharma, in terms of this accident itself and going through the process of how the investigations will be on, by when would we have categorical clarity on the sequence of events, on how the train derailed, why it derailed, and who's responsible for it? How long do you think it will take before we have clarity, both in terms of a preliminary report as well as in terms of a final sort of conclusion of the investigations?
My dear, you are a brilliant journalist. Your whole team is there. Can we say that this particular judgment can be decided in a month or 2 months? That depends on the facts. But one thing I am sure, that earliest action will be there in the one day. I am, despite all that despair and that from since morning, rescue operation has been completed. And 3-4 teams, that once Commissioner of Safety, another high power committee, that first-hand other inquiries are on. We hear that some signals are coming that there may be failure of signaling. I hope that will not take much time. I don't want to mention and compare with the past experience where a such Khanna committee and they took 11 years or 15 years. I'm sure that will do. खैर मैं दूसरी बात जो कहना चाहता हूँ, जब भी हम ये बात करते हैं कि सिस्टम को मॉडर्नाइज होने की जरूरत है, एक और भी हमें रिव्यू करने की जरूरत है कि जब सिस्टम की बात करते हैं तो उसमें सिर्फ टेक्नोलॉजी ही नहीं, उसको चलाने वालों को भी मॉडर्नाइज होने की जरूरत है, उनको भी स्किलफुल होने की जरूरत है, और दूसरा उस समाज को भी जो उस ट्रेन का इस्तेमाल करते हैं. अचानक नहीं है कि कुछ क्षेत्रों में ट्रेन पर लगातार गंदगी भी होती है, एक्सीडेंट भी होते हैं, पंक्चुअलिटी भी नहीं होती, लेकिन इन सारे अनुभवों को देखते हुए और रेलवे के इतना बड़ा सिस्टम है जिसमें सारे लोग बहुत मन से काम करते हैं, विशेषकर जो नीचे वाली कैटेगरी है, क्लास 3 और क्लास 4 जिसको कहते हैं, जिनका सुबह जिक्र किया था शिवगोपाल जी ने, जो हर साल कई सैकड़ों में जिनकी पटरियों की हिफाजत करते हुए मौत हो जाती है, उनकी वजह से हम वो बहुत अच्छा चला. लेकिन इसे अभी कह सकते हैं कि लेकिन दिल्ली दूर है, इसे और भी कई गुना अच्छा बनाने की जरूरत है, मैन पावर की स्किलिंग से लेकर टेक्नोलॉजी को. मुझे जो उम्मीद की किरण नजर आ रही है कि टेक्नोलॉजी ने, जैसे कि हमारी बहुत सारी बैंकिंग इंडस्ट्री को हमारे कंप्यूटराइज ट्रेन को अच्छा कर दिया है, शायद सेफ्टी एस्पेक्ट में भी, और सरकार ने पैसा भी इस बार इसके लिए दिया है रेलवे सेफ्टी के लिए, उस पर ध्यान देने की जरूरत है. और हम थोड़ी देर के लिए, मैं अनुरोध करूंगा हमारे कि स्पीड के बजाय सेफ्टी पर ध्यान दें, और उसमें कवच जैसी कोई टेक्नोलॉजी अगर जितने जल्दी से जल्दी, सिर्फ इसी रूट पे नहीं, सिर्फ डेंस रूटों पे ही नहीं, सभी रूटों पे लागू की जाएगा, तो शायद हम एक अच्छा अनुभव इससे ले पाएंगे.
राइट, थैंक यू मिस्टर शर्मा. एज यू पॉइंट आउट, द रेस्क्यू एंड रिलीफ ऑपरेशंस आर स्टिल ऑन देयर, एंड रियली एज वी डिस्कस द कॉज एंड द नेक्स्ट स्टेजेस, द फोकस नाउ इज ऑन दैट इनॉर्मस ह्यूमन ट्रेजेडी एट बालासोर, लॉस ऑफ लाइव्स, सेवरल ऑफ the victims in hospital, 56 we believe in a critical state. Our reporters Saurabh Gupta and Manish were there on the ground there and sent us this report on the human element of this entire massive tragedy.
India's biggest rail tragedy in more than over two decades has left the country in shock.
Unfortunately, dead bodies being pulled out from the mangled coaches, as the chances of finding survivors inside decrease. But you can see unfortunate, unbelievable scenes. One of the worst railway accidents in recent history, as dead bodies are pulled out of the coaches here on the tracks. So,
from going on holiday to traveling in search of work, hundreds of different stories of hundreds of passengers, none of them now around to tell their tale. The ones left behind are paralyzed in shock.
যখন আমাকে মানে গাড়িতে তুলে তখন আমার একটু মাথাটা মানে জ্বালা পড়ে গেছিল, তখন আমি তাকিয়ে চারিদিকে দেখি, সব চারিদিকে লোকজন ছিটিয়ে পড়ে রয়েছে, তখন আমি হতাশা হয়ে গেছি, আমার মুখ দেওয়ার কথা বের হয়েছে না, কি আমার ব্যাগে আমার কাগজপত্র গুলো আছে, ওই জন্য চিন্তা হয়েছিল এখন যদি আমাকে কেরালা থেকে ফোন যদি করে কিনা তোমাকে এত টাকা জরিমানা করা হবে, তাহলে তো স্যার আমি গরিবের ছেলে, অ্যাক্সিডেন্ট হো গিয়া হে তো হাম তো বলা যে রাত মে ফোন কিয়া থা তো ফোন নেই রিসিভ কিয়া থা, সুবহ মে ফোন কিয়া থা, সুবহ ফোন রিসিভ কিয়া থা, সুবহ হাম ফোন কিয়া থা তো ফোন তো ভাই নেই রিসিভ কিয়া থা, দোস রাত মে ফোন রিসিভ কিয়া,
বোলা বালেশ্বর হাসপাতাল,
হ্যাঁ বালেশ্বর হাসপিটাল মে হ্যাঁ,
তব আপ ইয়াহ আয়ে,
হ্যাঁ আপ হাম আয়া.
Many migrant workers on board Coromandel Express going for work to Chennai recount the horrific incident.
गाड़ी और माल बोगी में इतना स्पीड में यानी ठोका है, उसके पलटी जा रही है, पलटी होने के बाद हम लोग कैसे कष्ट से निकले हैं, उससे कुछ निकाल तो नहीं पाए पर जान निकाल के आ गए.
आप निकले अपने से?
हाँ निकले तो अपने से, कैसे कैसे करके अपने से निकले, बाहर आए देखे हाल, उस टाइम हम लोग को चक्कर आ गया देख के ऐसा मुसीबत में, तो हम लोग थोड़ा बेखबर हो गए. उस टाइम वहाँ पे आदमी पहुँचा, वो लोग हम लोग को कहीं पे बैठाया, सुलाया, होश आया तो इधर लेके आए.
As the frantic search for relatives continues, Hundreds wait endlessly outside hospitals.
All of them are, you know, going through, they are in a great deal of shock, and somewhere it will take some time to overcome the trauma. With cameraman Habib Ali in Bhadrak, this is Manish Kumar for NDTV.
Our thoughts with the families of those who lost their lives there, as well as those in hospitals there in critical condition. Several of them, 56 we were told by the officials there, still in a critical state there. We'll keep a close track of it. We'll take a very short break. When we come back, we'll again wrap up all the big events that happened today and give you much more from Balasore. Back to Left, Right and Centre. As we started this programme, there are key challenges ahead at Balasore right now, starting with attending to those who are injured, especially the critically injured in hospitals, reaching out to the families of the dead and the injured, restoring tracks there for the railway line to be operational again, and then finally finding out what really caused this accident. My colleague Megha Prasad has the exact details of the steps that are being taken to restore the situation there in Balasore.
So a couple of information which would be very useful for people who are traveling in that area and also to understand exactly what's been going on. Of course, we know that the Prime Minister has been overseeing the relief and rescue operation since last evening. From the time this accident happened, he was one of the first people to have tweeted. And it's only then we got to understand that, you know, there are many who've lost their lives, because but till that time, it was not clear. Now, what we know is that since yesterday, the rescue, relief and rescue operation, which was being carried out by the NDRF, by the army and the state government, is now completely over. So they have moved over. The relief and rescue is completely clear. There are no more bodies trapped inside, is what the authorities are saying. The focus is now completely shifted towards taking care of those who've been injured and they are in the hospital. So I'll get you that information. But as far as restoration of the lines are concerned, what we are being told is that, you know, there's an up line we are dealing with and a down line we are dealing with. So as far as the down line is concerned, that the railway officials are saying that it will be cleared in the next 12 hours. As far as the upline is concerned, which is badly affected, there is no time limit at this moment. The railway officials are unable to say how long and perhaps how many days it will take for them to do that restoration completely and fully. Now, as far as the trains are concerned, the specifics are these. 58 trains have been completely cancelled. Short termination of 10 trains have happened. So essentially 68 trains stand cancelled as on today. 81 trains have been diverted. Now, what the railway officials are expecting is that, you know, once the down line begins, at least the train on that route will start moving. So that, you know, these cancellations, the number will go down perhaps tomorrow and so on and so forth. Now, several thousand people, of course, who've been a thousand people affected, in the sense that these are the passengers of the trains who got cancelled or the trains who got diverted. Specific information here, the chairman, railway board and other important and top officials of the railways have been given the mandate by the Prime Minister to look at the injured. That's the only mandate they're dealing with. So the chairman, railway board is at Cuttack and in the nearby hospitals, and the general manager of Southeastern Railway is at the Balasore hospitals and in that area. The restoration is being overseen by the railway minister, Mr. Ashwini Vaishnav. Member infra of the railway board is taking care with his team is taking care of the restoration. Right. And of course, the ex gratia, 10 lakh is being given by the centre. State governments right. will be announcing their own, but 10 lakh to those who have lost their lives.
And remember, the key challenge at the moment is, as I was pointing out, attending to those who are critically injured, reaching out to the families, handing over the bodies to the families of the victims. Now, that would be the most emotionally difficult human part of this entire tragedy. In terms of the railways, the next challenge is to clear the tracks so that that crucial line between Kolkata and the southern parts of the country is restored. Remember, it's also a line which has a lot of freight traffic. So that to be restored, which we expect to happen over the next 24 to 48 hours fully. For the moment, several trains have been diverted, cancelled, or postponed in that area. So that's part of it. And then finally would come the question of how this tragedy happened, why it happened, and who is responsible, who or what is responsible for it. Of course, post that would be railway safety issues and enforcing coverage, anti-collision systems or other technical systems or other operational systems in place to ensure that this kind of a tragedy or even other smaller scale tragedy doesn't occur on the railway tracks. Remember, this is one of the worst tragedies in the history of Indian railways and arguably the worst over the last two decades. We've not been used to seeing such enormous rail tragedies and enormous loss of life in them. Extremely sad moments there from Balasore. We'll keep a continuous track of this on NDTV, but for the moment, that's all we have time for on Left, Right and Centre. Thanks for watching.